Welcome to this guided sitting meditation. Seeing this practice as a time when you can set aside our usual activities and usual mode of more or less constant doing and making time to simply be. Begin by settling into a sitting posture, either on a straight back chair or on the floor, with the buttocks supported by a cushion or low stool, and allowing your eyes to close if this is comfortable for you, or if you prefer, allowing your unfocused gaze to fall on the floor a few feet in front of you. Having your hands resting on your thighs or lap, and sitting in a way which enables you to feel firmly supported. Your head and neck are aligned with your back. Honoring and respecting your body and mind as you settle into this practice. And now bringing awareness to your posture. Taking your attention directly to the sensations created at points of contact of your body with whatever is supporting you. Buttocks on the seat, feet or maybe knees on the floor, sensations of pressure, warmth, weight moving down, connecting you to the earth. And now moving your attention to the base of your spine and guiding your attention up through your spine, right up to the crown of your head. Feeling the uplift of the body as you sit here, gently growing tall, without any pressure or tension or striving on your part, just naturally aligned and erect, sitting like a mountain, in touch with the ground while rising tall towards the sky, in touch with the space all around you, having a sense of dignity, wakefulness, taking your seat. And now gently becoming aware of breath moving in the body, and noticing where you feel the sensations created by the movement of the breath in your body most strongly. Maybe at the nostrils or the back of the throat, feeling the cool air coming in and the warm air moving out. Or maybe in the chest area, feeling the lungs filling with air on the in-breath and deflating as you breathe out. Or perhaps moving all the way down into the abdomen, sensing the abdominal wall rising and expanding as you breathe in and falling back as you breathe out. Choosing where you are going to come up close to the breath, and as best you can, bringing your attention to this place. Not thinking about breathing, but feeling it directly. Noticing the full duration of each in-breath and each out-breath. Allowing yourself to be with this flow of breath coming in and going out. And noticing if there is a tendency for the mind to want to control or manipulate the breath in some way, and as best you can, letting go of that tendency and allowing the breath to be as it is, witnessing, noticing, feeling, investigating the breath, and just following the natural rhythm of breathing. Simply being with the sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath, one breath at a time, moment by moment. Becoming curious about how the breath is breathing. Noticing if the breath is shallow or deep, regular or irregular, long or short. Being present with the sensations of breath movement just as they are. Noticing as you do this that there's nothing that you need to do to make the breathing happen. All you're doing is simply becoming aware of the sensations of breath traveling in, turning around, and traveling out. Breath moving itself. And at some point you will notice that the mind wanders away from the breath. You are no longer in touch with the sensations of breath moving within the body, but have been taken to thoughts. Thoughts of the past, regrets, thoughts of the future, planning, daydreams, judging. And your mind may well then leap onto a train of associations, so that you find yourself taken a long way away from where you intended to be in the present moment. And when you notice that the mind has wandered off, simply acknowledging where it has gone, and then gently but firmly bringing your attention back to the breathing, returning with a sense of caring and self-acceptance, and with a commitment to keep reconnecting with the here and now. It is perfectly normal for the mind to wander, so not seeing this as a problem in any way, and not giving yourself a hard time. The practice we are doing here is not about trying to keep the mind from wandering, which is impossible anyway, but of coming to see the habitual tendency of the mind to wander, and to develop our capacity to notice this and to bring the attention back into the present moment. So with gentleness to yourself, having the firm intention to keep returning to the breath each time you become aware that the mind has wandered. No matter how many times the mind wanders away from the breathing, when you've become distracted or restless, whether the mind has wandered for a few seconds or many minutes, the task is still the same. Knowing and trusting that you can always use the breath to refocus your attention with a sense of gentleness and compassion, without any sense of judgment or criticism. Again and again, returning to being present with the sensations of movement of the breath in the place you have chosen, the abdomen, the chest, or the nostrils. Using awareness of the breath as an anchor to support you in coming into the present moment. And again, if at any moment you notice that your mind is distracted, simply noting where the mind has wandered to and bringing it back to the breath to anchor you. You may find it helpful to imagine your mind as the spacious blue of the sky, and thoughts are like clouds appearing in the sky. Sometimes they're thin and wispy, sometimes thick and dense, large and black, sometimes seeming to cover the entire sky. Whatever size and shape, each simply appears and passes by, and then eventually disperses in its own time. The clouds are not the sky, just as thoughts are not your mind. The spaciousness of your mind is in no way affected by the thoughts passing by, any more than the sky is affected by the clouds. Some thoughts are harder to watch, like clouds in the spaciousness of the sky. They draw us into them. We get involved with them, with the content of the thought, like jumping into a whole new world with its own storyline in characters, and before we know it, we are completely caught up in that world. So just noticing how the mind gets caught up in the content of some thoughts. And whenever you notice, you're no longer aware of thoughts as thoughts, but have become involved with the content inside them, then as best you can, coming back to simply observing the thoughts as passing events in the mind, as they come and go, noticing how they arise, linger, and at some point move on. So using this time to practice just witnessing thought itself, whatever thoughts are arising, being present with them. Thoughts of likes or dislikes, memories, judgments, pressures, obligations, all of it. Simply observing and letting them go. This practice is observing thoughts and letting them go, and coming back to the breath, coming home to the breath, fully present with each in-breath and with each out-breath, aware, spacious, room for it all, in touch with stillness, and remembering that your breath is available at any time to bring you back into the present moment, to help settle you, to help focus and steady you when you feel unfocused and unsteady, and to bring you back in touch with a sense of yourself in this moment. And as this meditation finishes, recognizing that you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself and making time to be who you are, just as you are. Practicing the ability to be present with yourself, just as you are, and allowing the benefits of this practice, this non-judgmental awareness, to flow into the activities of your day.